Rule 3. Kids need conflict. My son Miles came home from preschool with a Living in Peace handout. It had a face he was supposed to color and lyrics to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Let's all live in peace. Let's play harmony. Don't teach children about peace by singing about it, Jan Waters told me emphatically when I first started writing this book. Jan teaches at the school for young children. That's just something cute that adults like. Children will sing it if they like the tune, but that's not really teaching peace. Children learn by having problems. Developing conflict resolution skills is perhaps the main job of early childhood. In these years, your child can gain practice encountering other people, having conflicts, and learning how to work through problems in a way that doesn't hurt anyone. Renegade reason. Mediation takes practice. Kids gain vital social skills when they encounter and learn to unravel conflict. Resolving problems is a social skill, an enormously important skill. Without it, nations head to war and families plunge into turmoil. UN diplomats are trained mediators. If given the chance, your child can become a skilled mediator too. As with any skill, kids need the chance to practice. Again and again, kids need to bump into other children during their play and experience conflict. He has that toy. I want it. She took my spot. I was sitting there. Each of these minor clashes is a tremendous opportunity to develop peace skills. With a little guidance, your child can assert her rights, stand up for others, and gain the complex social skills of a mediator. Children as young as 2 can learn conflict mediation skills. Young kids can stand up for their rights, confront the other person directly, and communicate their feelings, the first steps in resolving a problem. Older kids, ages 4 to 6, can become true diplomats, sometimes mediating problems independently, coming up with a mutual solution, and putting it into action.